Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Shining like the stars. Can you hear them say my name? Here we are.
We are back from our Kids trip 2014.
Yes, we are.
Went very well. Mm-hmm. In fact, Jenna, you got a nice little message.
Yeah, we always say these trips give these families memories of a lifetime. And when they come back and some of them immediately have to go back to the hospital and the kids are, you know, their regular routine is getting treatment and stuff, they can look back at the photos and the videos and all this stuff that we do over the 5 days thanks to your donations. And that really helps them get through difficult times. And already, you know, just last night I get a text from a family that I became close to on the trip. And I wanted to read it to you guys because it's really all inclusive of everyone. Mm-hmm. This is from Tatum Walker's family.
Our little princess?
Yeah, her mom messaged me and says, I just wanted to say thank you for everything. People have asked us all day today how the trip was. Well, how do you describe something beyond your child's wildest dreams? It was a trip of a lifetime. Awesome, in all caps. It doesn't even come close to describing it. It was nonstop every day we were there, packed full of so many amazing memories and stuff money can't buy. You, the rest of the morning show, the crew, the volunteers are all so wonderful. We were treated like royalty and didn't want for nothing. Thank you for being so sweet to Tatum. She loves you guys and appreciates you spending time with her. Maybe someday soon we can meet up and hang out again.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that'll happen.
Yeah.
Really nice, though.
That's how I know they had a good time. Like when we're getting ready to get on the buses and depart Disney World and you see everybody in the little holding area and they're just on the floor, just kind of collapsed.
Want to pass out.
Like, yeah, they're not running around like they were the first day or second day. They're just all like, oh, get me home. Even though the kids don't want to go home. That's how I know. They had a good time.
We're going to do it again next year. We already started planning.
Hope so.
The work starts as soon as we get done with this trip, and it starts for next year. We have a new Kids song called Soar that Tim Halperin, who was on American Idol, really close friends with Kid Craddock, and Kid's daughter Caroline Craddock wrote. It's climbing on the iTunes chart.
Yeah.
We want you to buy it. We want it to reach number one. All proceeds go to Kids.
We need to make a collected effort to do that.
Yeah. So go to kidnation.com, KIDDnation.com, and get the song. Let's get to number one with that.
All right.
And now in true Thanksgiving fashion, Big Al Mac has a flashback.
Oh, yeah. It was, oh, gosh, I don't even know how many years ago it was. But Kid wanted me to come up with a Thanksgiving bit.
Yeah.
And so I went and I decided to invade the SMU Law Library in a turkey suit.
Southern Methodist University, right?
In a turkey suit.
A prestigious university.
Now, yes. Oh, absolutely.
They don't like shenanigans up in
there. No, they don't, Kelly.
They don't. And I came up with this outfit, and I came up with a theme song for this bit, and I called it the Tin Can Turkey Man because I had tin can. It's radio. So even though I have this stupid costume on, nobody can see it.
Well, Kid always told you, make sure it can go through the airways.
It translates audibly. So instead of just going and get some, which was afterthought, I should have just got Coca-Cola cans and emptied the Coca-Cola out.
What did you do to make the can noise?
I went and got cans of beans. Like eight of them, and put strings on, attaching each one to my feet. And so with each step I made on these marble floors in the SMU Law Library,
it
would make this loud noise. I mean, just imagine 10 cans
okay,
behind.
Okay, now I'm pretty sure this is when you were in your bean phase, and you would come in every day with a crock pot full of some sort of beans.
Yeah, this was better, because the bean phase came when I was here.
So I took all these cans of beans and emptied the beans out and washed the cans out.
Shut up.
So anyway.
Sometimes I don't know. I don't understand what you're doing.
We make our lives so difficult when it's so easy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here's the theme song to Tin Can Turkey Man. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Cluck cluck gobble gobble cluck 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 gobble gobble cluck 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 gobble gobble cluck 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 cluck.
Making that noise, yo. Tinkin' turkey man, tinkin' turkey man, tinkin' turkey man. Who's stinking up the room, yo? Tinkin' turkey man, tinkin' turkey man, tinkin' turkey man. Who's shaking their tail feather? Tinkin' turkey man, tinkin' turkey man, Tinkin' Turkey Man. I got the cans on my feet, and I'm gonna raise hell. Don't step to me, G, or I'll stab you with my pecker.
That's my favorite line. Stab you with my pecker.
See, kids?
I love the
you
theme song.
You, too, could be a radio personality.
Have your own theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah, the theme song was the best part of the bit, because I ended
stab
up...
you with my pecker.
I don't know why we didn't even play. I guess we got too much other stuff to do, but at the end of the bit, I actually got banned from the Southern Methodist University campus forever by the campus police.
It still stands.
They have my driver's license on file. I am not allowed on that campus. However... Yeah. I am reaching out to the basketball team to invite them to my bar every game for SMU Mustangs.
You want to get back into the school, Big Al. And at the end of the bit, kid's telling Al to finally bail because he's about to get arrested. And the lady goes, "What's your name?" And he goes, "Kid Craddock."
It's like, abandoned bit.
And our poor intern who could have actually had a future at SMU is banned,
she's banned
too.
Also, so that's right.
Big Al ruined her future.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Way to go, Al. Akilah.
Wow.
Yeah. So Big Al ruined yet another life.
You did have some good theme songs back in the day. Remember Aphrodisiac?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what Aphrodisiac did.
Aphrodisiac was Love Advice, yeah. Yeah.
Let me see if I have that.
Aphrodisiac.
Oh, that was that girl. Aphrodisiac.
Yeah, I don't know if I even.
And she was white, wasn't she?
Was she
I was convinced she was a sister, and then they were like, "No, I think
Aphrodisiac was."
She worked in the area, and I was giving love advice, and I was called Aphrodisiac, and
it was love advice.
Love advice.
And
yeah.
They told her just to go in and just kind of like freestyle.
Yeah.
And they had this long where she's just like. Yeah. Get back.
She was so good.
Freestyle it.
She was
is
good.
Is it gone?
I have something. I don't know what it is, but.
All right, let's see.
You know how you do around the holidays. You
I can
start getting
plan and hope. Yeah. I can hope for the best.
All right, come on.
Okay, here we go.
There's a ways of love.
Let me share my little secret to make it with the hottie. Gotta get your hand all over their body. Mm-hmm. Right when you meet them, there's no time to waste. Fingers in their hair and lick them on the face.
She'll lick people on the face.
Can I get you a towel, baby?
That's freestyle. Diggy, diggy, diggy,
diggy, afro,
ooh,
baby.
Wow. Hey, oh, great God of romance. We are bowing at your altar today.
That's pretty good.
Let's see what my love tip was.
Fill us in on the ways of love.
My pleasure. Top of the morning to you, my little love biscuits waiting to be baked in the oven of love. I'm not a reindeer, but you can call me Prancer because I'm pulling a sleigh full of all of your love answers. I am your aphrodisiac, ready to reboot you and serve as your surge protector, if you will, to avoid any loss of love power. I will make sure all of our files are properly stored, saved, and backed up.
Hate that voice.
Today's lesson is about attention. All ladies love attention. They crave it. They need it to survive. And I will show you exactly how there's a direct correlation, if you will, between the amount of attention you show and the amount of love you receive. The question is often posed to me in regard to time.
Boy, you're long-winded.
How much time
that's
time you get the phone.
You can cut. Why do you sound exactly like you do on the movie you did the riff?
Laying it down with a smooth. That's my smooth voice, though. That's my smooth.
That's your same character.
Great theme song, though.
Aphrodisiac.
Oh,
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Aphrodisiac.
Boy, Al, you used to be good.
We used to be funny, didn't we, Kelly?
What happened?
I did. Yeah, I don't know. I got tired. Just got tired.
It happens.
Right? Yeah. It happens, Al.
All right.
Now the break takes a sucky turn.
Oh, no. What's
Why?
Happening?
Why?
Because we got a vacuum cleaner in studio.
Well, yesterday we had this.
Do we have time? We just really.
Yeah, we have a little bit of time to do this. It's quick because I'm starting to look up tips on how to do girls' hair because I have a little daughter.
It's very cute when a daddy does his daughter's hair.
And I want to be the cute dad.
Yeah.
So I can't
kind of
do the braid yet.
About it, too, I'll be honest.
That sweater works.
I can't do the braid yet.
Yeah.
But I can do a ponytail.
Okay.
Thanks to a vacuum cleaner and a video I found on YouTube. If you want to have the perfect ponytail, all you need is a girl, some hair, and one of those tubes on the vacuum cleaner.
Well, you need something to tie the ponytail with, right? Like a scrunchie, a rubber band, or some wire.
So you put the scrunchie already wrapped up on the tube of the vacuum cleaner.
Okay, I don't do scrunchies, but I have a ponytail holder.
I already have it set up, Jenna. I already have it all set up for you.
We got this.
What's on it?
That's like
it's a scrunchie.
A hair tie.
So basically, we got a vacuum cleaner with the attachment, and we're going to suck Jenna's hair
exactly
into the vacuum?
Into the perfect ponytail.
All right, I mean...
You want your scrunchie? You can use a scrunchie if you want.
I'll be honest.
It's not a scrunchie. I'm just saying I don't think 10 ponytail holders.
It's only one.
I'm a bit pessimistic.
What?
I don't think this is going to work.
Oh, it's going to work, Kelly.
I was watching the YouTube. Well, I'm not. I'm just saying. I was watching the YouTube video, and the girl didn't have nearly as much hair as Jenna has.
Okay, well, this is my thing. I just don't want it to get cut off, so I need some sort of, like, safe word, and I want someone to hit the power button.
Can you say safe word harder?
Just say stop.
Yeah.
What's your safe word?
Stop.
Yeah, ow.
Yeah, your hair is way longer than the girl's hair in the video.
Yeah, and did you see the video we just showed on Kid TV? That kid's head, like, snapped back when Dad finally... Did you see it?
I didn't.
It's kind of violent.
This you could use that
I didn't know it's good for my hair. But you're going to have to...
She's worried about what's good for her hair. She's about to have it sucked into a vacuum.
Well, this is five individual skinny ones, and that's going to be harder for him to tie around.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jenna.
I like the thick ones. Okay.
I am so nervous.
Should I
haven't done this yet.
Nervous about this, or it's just not going to work?
I would say a little bit at a time, right?
Would it be more comfortable if you sit down instead of do that?
Ready?
Yeah, no. A little bit at a time.
If I'm about to lose my hair, JC, I don't really I guess. Care.
Let's suck.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it feels good. Oh.
Wow, you got the attachment like all the way up to the...
Boom.
Oh, wow, it worked.
Okay, that's an ugly looking...
How cool is that?
I have a bald spot. You got to smooth it back.
That is so good.
All right, that's not
good.
Well,
it's not going to stay.
No.
That's not going to stay at all. Look.
Well, I didn't tighten it that well.
Okay, maybe double it up. Do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to wrap it around. Okay, I told you, you gotta stroke back at the top.
I'm trying. I'm learning how to do ponytails for my daughter.
You have to use the vacuum cleaner.
But yeah, I'm so really trying to help you out here. I'm basically turning myself upside down.
Here we go.
You gotta use your other hand to smooth the bumps.
Use the left hand to like grip the hair and then put the attachment at the end, right?
Oh, wow.
Ow.
Ow.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, wow. That looks painful.
Look at that!
Wow. Did you wrap it?
No, I didn't wrap it. I forgot to put the scrunchie in.
Oh, my God.
Well, it works in theory, though.
I'm going to suck as a dad.
Good job.
You could just try brushing it.
So that would fail.
Yeah. You
no, it worked so well on the YouTube video.
Can you do it without the vacuum?
No.
Yeah, you can.
I tried it
just
without the vacuum.
Grab it, pull it.
No, it's different.
She taught my daughter how to braid. I'm not even a good mother.
Al, come here.
Jenna's a better mother than I am.
Look at this.
I bet Al can do the vacuum better.
No.
Well, and he's never done it.
Al's got many daughters out there.
Let's see. You want to use the vacuum thing? How do you turn it on?
No, whatever you want.
How do you turn it on?
I just like what boy can make a better pony.
Well, you have to have the elastic around
Al
it.
Al needs a woman to turn on the vacuum.
Who's a better ponytailer?
Is the elastic around it, Al?
Oh,
my God. Alaric. There's one at the side.
Alaric Mack. Is the elastic around the hose?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
You just got to slide it off,
is
Al.
Is this bad for my hair?
No, it's just sucking the bad stuff off.
Jenny, lots of body.
Al can't even get it in.
Oh, my gosh, Al.
Al can't even get it in.
What? Quit holding it.
All right.
Oh, is it?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know what Al's doing. He's got his fist up around the mouth.
Al's not doing a good job.
It's really tight.
Yeah.
Oh, boom. Wow.
Oh.
What a mess.
Boom. Oh, no.
Boom. Done.
But you know what? You have more of a bump. You have more body.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It actually looks good from the front, Jenna.
You gave me a lot of teasing.
It really, you have a big bump on the top of your head. That's good.
That looks so good.
I think we have enough hair in the actual...
It kind of looks like Walk of Shame ponytail or something.
Yeah.
We have enough hair collected in the vacuum bag to actually...
donate.
Make a weave, you know, make some stitches.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that handy YouTube tip, JC.
That's cool.
So it turns out it does work.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Let it snow, it's blasting now, but I won't get in the mood. I'm avoiding every mess.
That's Ariana Grande right there, Santa Tell Me, which came out on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Christmas is right around the corner. And you can't start Christmas without doing some Black Friday shopping.
There you go.
This is the thing, though. When you need to do errands and you're not looking for a Black Friday thing yet, you just like need to get some light bulbs.
Oh, that gets
so
tough.
I'm so lost sometimes when I need to go into, I live right by a Lowe's. I love Lowe's and they're so helpful. And I mean, at least all the employees know where stuff is. But man, I try and be cool when I go in there. like, oh, I'm good. I got this. And then I spend 10 minutes like, I can't even find the light bulbs, you know. So I had got someone to help me find the light bulbs that I needed. I didn't know there were so many kinds.
Well, check
some
it out.
Drain cleaner.
Uh-huh.
But it was awesome. I didn't meet any hot guys, though.
This Friday, Lowe's is actually going to open at 5 a.m.
Oh.
And some of their Black Friday deals already going on. They got this DeWalt. We love power tools, all right? When I say we, I'm talking about guys.
Dudes do, yeah.
DeWalt 20-volt lithium-ion cordless drill, $99. That's a $50 saving. Also, they have a 12-inch miter saw for only $199. That's a $100 saving.
Uh-huh. Do you guys like getting tools
power
for
tools?
Christmas?
Yeah. Yes. Al gave me a toolbox a couple years back.
Yeah.
With a bunch of different tools in it.
That's a great idea. If you have a guy that likes to tinker around that, even if he doesn't know what he's doing. All right, okay, I'll give you that. Go ahead and get him a metal toolbox and put some stuff in there. It doesn't have to be, you know, real expensive stuff. Just some stuff so he can hang a picture or put a shelf up on the wall or something like that.
Now, if you have a backyard and it's getting cold and you want one of those cool fire pits.
Yeah.
I want those.
They have a 35-inch steel fire pit, $39 on Black Friday at Lowe's.
Wow. I want one of those.
Yeah.
They also want
all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
At Lowe's, they have because I'm in that neighborhood with all the kids, so it's like on me to decorate my yard.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the things. I've never done this before, but I'm going to get one of those inflatable Santas.
Oh.
The 12-foot one at Lowe's. It was $119 on Black Friday. It's going to be $59.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good deal.
And if you're trying to make the perfect ponytail for your little girl, you need a good vacuum cleaner. They have a 12-gallon shop vac that's going to be marked down to $39.98.
I love these
deals. That's like half off.
And they have this speaker. I might check this out. I have a speaker that actually looks like a shelf. You hear me?
So
it's a studio sync speaker shelf. It was $79.98. Now it's only $49.
Now, I'm definitely behind this one right here. The multicolor LED twinkle on the artificial Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It was $159, and this will last you forever.
Mm-hmm.
That way you never have to buy another tree. Just get the spray that smells like real tree. $59 for that.
I love pre-lit trees. I'm sorry.
Pre-lit, it's artificial, and then you buy a pine candle.
Yeah.
Knock everything out.
Yeah, there you go.
Your favorite store, Target, has some great deals, Kelly.
Well, listen, real quickly on those Lowe's deals, if you want, they've already got some Black Friday deals on special all right now.
Yeah.
Right. You don't have to wait till Black Friday, but some of them you do. And you want to find out what you can buy now, you can go to Lowe's.com/Black Friday.
Okay. Yes.
A lot of stores are doing that.
All right.
But yes, I love Target. And the thing is, Apple products never go on sale.
Mm-mm.
They just don't.
They don't.
But here's the thing Target's doing to kind of get around that. They've got the Apple iPad Air 2. It's a 16 GB for $499. That's the regular price, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they'll give you a free $140 Target gift card with it.
Oh.
And you get lots of other free gift cards, too, with other iPads, the iPhones, iPods, too. So you pay full price for that, but you get to save
stuff.
Money on other, you can maybe use it to apply it.
Good idea, Target. Good idea.
That's smart.
That is so
That's
smart.
That's cool.
Yeah.
If you want to step on something extremely painful in the middle of the night and you're a parent, Legos, 40% off at Target for Black Friday.
Ooh, I need to buy one of those.
It's the number one gift for little boy. And now with that Lego movie that just came out.
Everybody wants it.
And now they're doing the Legos girl sets. Okay. They have little characters for girls. Emma Kelly loves them. 40% off at Target.
Ooh, this is perfect for Kelly. I know what I'm getting her.
What?
Even though we said we weren't getting gifts, you guys, we got to go all in and get her this. An inflatable hot tub.
Yeah.
Come on, Kelly.
You know, if you want a hot tub, you don't have a hot tub, they're expensive. They have an inflatable hot tub. It's $349. It's $150 off regular price.
Well,
Black
I mean,
Friday at Target.
You also got PlayStation 4 games, Xbox games for only $25. And you're always looking for the big TV deal. 29-inch Element TV, 1080p, only $79.
One of the things I like to give as Christmas gifts for somebody that you don't really know what to get for them is to do a big gift basket full of movies, and I'll put like some movie pop, you know, like movie sized candy.
Yeah,
right. You get them for like a buck,
and
you know, little bags of microwave popcorn. And then I fill the basket with DVDs. Well, here's the thing: Target's got $4 DVDs.
That's how much
a ton of them too.
And
these are really good movies, like Pitch Perfect. They're getting ready to have the sequel come out. Don't you want to remember what Pitch Perfect was like? That'd be a good one to stick in there. Wolf of Wall Street. A ton of DVDs, only $4 at Target.
Okay. Wolf of Wall Street for $4?
Yeah. And make do a whole basket of movies.
Okay, cool.
Now we got Walmart. They got deals too.
And they started Thursday night at 6.
Yeah.
6 o'clock Thursday night. Wow.
Xbox One with Halo Master Chief or Assassin's Creed Unity. Just $329. And that is a great deal for the Xbox One right there.
Is it? Okay, I don't know gaming prices. Yeah. I know it gets up there.
I mean, those are the two most popular games on Xbox.
And probably one of the most popular gifts this year will be a tablet of some sort.
Yeah.
They've got an RCA Android tablet for just $29.
The 7-inch short. A 7-incher. That's important.
Yeah.
And now I just said the DVD deal at Target. Well, Walmart's got their own DVD deal.
Uh-oh.
DVDs from $1.96.
Dang.
Certain ones, you know, you have to. The thing I love about Target is that big bin of movies. You got to, everybody, you see people gathered around the bin. And
you like a big bin of anything.
I love going through the bin of movies.
We got each of us kind of a personalized one a couple years back.
Fun. So, anyway, they've got movies like Magic Mike, Kill Bill, Ice Age, Transformers, and more starting at $1.96.
Okay, cool.
That's a great gift basket.
This is helpful stuff. Okay,
what about toys? Because I need to buy some toys for some kids.
All right.
Yeah, Toys R Us has some deals. Skylanders at Best Buy One. Buy one, get one 70% off if you want the Skylanders. Okay. Or if maybe your kids are into Frozen, you can get them a backpack for $9.99.
Anything Frozen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's Rock Elmo, $14.99, Black Friday deal.
Wow. Yeah, they got 50% off lots of toys, like JC just said, that Let's Rock Elmo.
Mm-hmm.
Barbie Sisters Horse Adventures. Girls love Barbies and they love horses. What is up with little girls and horses? 50% off.
My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horses are cool. My favorite deal that I saw was over at Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Beats by Dre Solo HD 1-year headphones.
Yeah.
For $79.99. Now you're saving about $90 right there with Best Buy.
Wow.
If you want to get some Beats by Dre.
They also have an Apple MacBook Air for $7.79, which is a savings of like $120.
Not so much for me saying Apple never goes on sale.
Yeah,
right.
It very seldom does, though. You're right.
You know what I kind of hate, though, is when you just bought something and I'm seeing on our Black Friday list that it's going on sale.
Yeah.
And that's happening at JCPenney. You guys know I bought some heated blankets online.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got one through JCPenney, and now they're 60% off.
Jenny, you should have waited.
60% off heated blankets.
Here's the thing. Go look in your linen closet and look at your bath towels. Those things have got to go. How long have you had your towels?
Yeah. And they're all hard. And they
got holes in them. All the edges are frayed. When company comes, you're embarrassed.
Yeah.
Give yourself the gift of bath towels. Everybody loves JCPenney when they have their linen sales.
Right.
And for Black Friday, $2.99 for bath towels. That's $7 off.
Dang.
Stock up. Just towels get rid of them. Take all those old towels. Take them down to an animal shelter. They need those when they wash off the doggies.
Puppies.
And then replenish fresh towels for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea, too.
I do, too.
I could use some luggage. They got Samsonite Sore Luggage, 70% off.
Yeah,
did you hear me?
Give it to people
Samsonite.
You want to go away.
70%
off. Here's a gift
off.
Of luggage. Oh, did I say that?
You bought that
Samsonite.
For JC.
I was way off. Yeah, Kelly bought me luggage when I moved here.
She was ready for you to get out the
I
door.
I actually love that as a gift, even though that was kind of malintent, just because you don't want to spend the money on yourself buying luggage.
Uh-huh.
It's a good gift.
It was just in case I wanted to move back home.
It's
Kelly wanted to make
true.
Sure
We've
I had some
that
luggage.
The reason. We've made that the reason. His suitcase was a piece of crap, and I bought him some nice
it was
luggage.
Crappy.
Now, I've never Christmas shopped at Sam's Club, but they have the iPhone 6 for $99 with contract.
Yeah.
That's $100 off.
Wow.
They also have $100 worth of iTunes gift cards for $79. So a $100 gift card for $79. Pretty cool.
And everybody loves Keurig, right? Their
2.0
coffee brewing system at Sam's Club will be $100. That's $30 off. Hey, buy one. Oh, this is what I love. Walgreens, buy one, get one free.
Mm-hmm.
On the as seen on TV items.
That's perfect for the office party.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I love the as seen on TV.
She does.
It's always at the end of the aisle.
She does.
It's never on. It's always all hanging there.
Mm-hmm.
I could stay there for an hour.
Okay.
Buy one, get one free.
I know.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with
that. Walgreens. I'll be there Black Friday.
All right.
Now, we've posted all these deals and more at KidNation.com. Just look for the Black Friday deals page. And because Lowe's sponsored this segment, they also gave us a $250 gift card so that you could win that and go shopping at their stores. You could find it on the Black Friday deal page as well.
Right.
Again, that's over at KidNation.com. Happy shopping.
And please shop responsibly. And
don't trample people, please.
And you know what? If you don't have to shop, just stay home Friday because you're going to hate life if you don't need to shop. And if you shop, go ahead.
Well, you know what I found is if you go later in the day, because if you still want the deals, there will still be some deals there.
Yeah.
Some of them will be gone. But, you know, if you just wait after lunch, all the crazy people have usually gone home by then.
Okay.
And a lot of these deals are online, too.
Yeah, so I love online shopping. I used to be scared of it. I was one of, you know, everybody does it first.
Is this Monday Cyber Monday? I know this Friday is Black Friday. So,
yes.
Okay.
But it really, it starts now.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Whenever the deals start happening.
Trying to beat each other.
Yeah.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, yeah. We know what you want for Christmas this year.
Uh-huh. Taylor.
Tickets to see Taylor Swift, the 1989 World Tour. And starting this Monday, December 1st, we want you to listen for the 12 days of Swiftmas jingle to play. And then be caller 13, Taylor's lucky number. And you will win big. Not only will you get tickets to see the 1989 World Tour in either Baton Rouge, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Tampa, Chicago, San Diego, or St. Louis, we could also fly you there. Compliments of Southwest Airlines. You got 12 days and 12 winners starting this Monday, December 1st, for the 12 days of Taylor Swiftmas with the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Nice.
Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome, JC.
And now.
And to everyone, you're welcome.
Thank you. And Merry Swiftmas.
You too, Al.
And here's an early Christmas present for everybody. Some love advice from the one and only love expert on the show, V. Kelly Raspberry.
It's me.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Thanksgiving edition.
Thanks, Jen.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband's family has never liked me, and Thanksgiving dinner last year ended with me walking home in tears.
Mm.
I've spoken to my in-laws maybe twice since then, and now it's that time again. I dread it with a passion. My mother-in-law has never been nice to me, but she's never been flat-out hateful like she was last year. I'm thinking that maybe I'd be doing everyone a favor if I just stayed home and celebrated by myself, but my husband gets the worst attitude whenever I mention that idea. So it's either risk another in-law world war by going to dinner, or continue to tick off my hubby by practicing some self-preservation and staying home. Last year, I was seconds away from calling the police.
Oh, my.
Whoa.
He says if I love him, I will go to the family dinner for him. What's the better choice, Myra?
Well, see, Myra, I don't have enough specifics.
Yeah,
you
like,
might
what
be,
happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Why do they hate you?
Right.
Are you doing something to contribute to the problem, or is this truly you're just the innocent victim and they're just mean to you? I don't know.
We need background on that.
There's always tension and drama. It's all you can do is what I do is I kind of laugh at it. When somebody's being so nasty, it makes me laugh. It's like, obviously there's a problem here. You just put on your smile and kill them with kindness. I know that sounds stupid and cliche, but it works.
Yeah.
Now, your husband, if his family is truly disrespecting you, it is his obligation to stand up for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But you could be just being overly sensitive and reading everything the wrong way and taking those little digs too personally. And, you know, so you have to really judge your own attitude in this situation. Staying home, probably not the best idea. If you want to drive a permanent wedge in this relationship, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You stay home. But you need to go put on your best attitude no matter what anybody says to you. No matter what they say, you just smile and laugh it off. Yeah, you're right. Oh, man, Myra, you put too much salt in the dressing.
Oh.
You know what? You're right.
My bad.
It is too salty. I should have, you know, who cares? Play it off, laugh it off, and see if that makes a difference. All you can do is change your attitude about it. That's the only power you have over it. If your husband's family is truly being disrespectful to you, then it is his obligation to stand up for his wife. If he's not doing that, you married a bad one.
Oh, there it is.
You did. Love letters.
Rough, man.
Love letters to Kelly.
Kelly speaks the truth.
Yeah.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Oh, you're going to love this one. How much is it acceptable for a grown woman to lust after a celebrity? I've dated
very acceptable.
I've dated women who have had their...
Say that line one more time.
Is this a fantasy love?
How much is it acceptable for a grown woman to lust after a celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
I've dated women who have had their free pass list before, and it's never been a big deal. I just started dating this girl who has made it completely clear to me that we can be exclusive for now, but when she meets Pitbull, dale, and they fall in love, she will leave me for him. She sat me down, held my hand, got tears in her eyes when she told me this.
Okay.
I'll admit that Pitbull's a good-looking man with a lot of talent, but this is just delusional. A celebrity crush is one thing, but this conversation took things to a whole new level. We're 22 years old, and I don't know if this is a red flag or not. What do you think?
Okay.
Derek.
She is delusional, but she's 22.
Yeah.
And I would have probably said the same thing about Simon Le Bon when I was probably a little younger than 22. You have your free pass as a fantasy because, A, you know good and well you're never going to meet that celebrity, even though I have met Simon Le Bon. B, there ain't no way in heck he's going to want me back when he has his pick of every beautiful supermodel in the world. This girl has convinced herself that Pitbull's the one, and she is delusional.
Yeah.
So she's a silly girl.
She sat you down
for that conversation. You don't need to be dead. You ain't got time
she
for that.
She is a crazy one.
She's crazy. You ain't got time for that.
She's 22, dog. You got to just let her go. In about 20 minutes, you'll see another one.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we all have
let her go, you know, dog. You can have a girl
that dates a guy, and every time Pitbull comes on TV, Pitbull. Yeah. Oh, I love Pitbull.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it. There ain't nothing going to happen when she meets Pitbull. If she ever meets Pitbull, what are the odds? Is she crazy?
My wife's new free pass is Charlie Hunnam.
Oh, yeah.
Who should have been in Shades of Grey.
Man, this guy. She's all about him.
Yeah, he has a man bun.
Yeah, if they, you know, something fun, they say, oh, every time they hear the name. A Carol, kid's wife at the time, would always make this noise when they would bring up, it was a Mexican guy, Enrique? Was it Enrique? You remember this kid?
I think it was Enrique.
Antonio Sabato Jr.
That's what it was.
Yeah. That's it.
And she would say, ooh. Every time they would say the name. So that's one thing. But sitting you down
and crying
to have a conversation about this.
Yeah, to let you know I'm just passing time with you.
Run.
Until Pitbull comes along.
Run and run as fast as you can, as far as you can.
She might even be hot dog.
Yes,
hot dog.
JC, you know Charlie Hunnam has a lot of facial hair. Does that make you feel threatened?
I have no comment on that.
He does.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Of course you can grow facial hair.
I'm going
to
preface this letter by saying that the person that's the subject of this matter is a dumb, stupid, idiot, punk, poo-butt, scallywag, scrub, sorry.
Why are you calling this person that?
Oh, I can't wait to hear the
rest. You will hear. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm in a bind, and I don't know what to do. My son and daughter-in-law are living with us while their house is being built. It's been pretty drama-free and easy up until last week. I went home for lunch, and I was surprised to see my son's car was at home. I figured maybe he had the same idea as me, stop by to eat lunch, but that wasn't the case. Instead, I found him
there. You know what they were doing, yeah.
I found him there in our house, but he wasn't with his wife.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, you didn't.
He was, like I said, dumb, stupid, idiot. Punk, poo butt, scallywag, scrub, sorry.
Yeah.
He begged me to keep it to myself.
No.
But I'm being eaten alive with guilt because I owe it to my daughter-in-law to be honest with her, don't I? My son made a vow when he married her and he chose to break it in our house. And now I'm stuck in the middle.
That is such a tough,
situation. Now, sometimes, you know what? You still love your son even if, or your child when they do stupid stuff. No, you got to throw him to the wolf.
It's one thing if she caught the daughter-in-law, she'd be, son, guess what I caught
But that's different. Because
isn't that
I know.
I don't
he
care.
Married her? Didn't she become her daughter?
Exactly. That's why it's a tough situation.
Dumb, stupid, idiot, punk, poo butt, scallywag.
What does she do, Kelly?
First, you kick him out of the house and then say, when the daughter-in-law asks you why, say, ask your husband. Then your hands are clean of it. He's going to have to come through.
Yeah.
That is...
I would have that in my house.
You kick him out.
You say, there's a Holiday Inn right up the street. I don't care where you go, but you're not spending one more night here. I hope not too much time has passed. Because the more time passes, the worse it's going to get.
Disrespect your wife is bad enough. Disrespect your mama and your daddy and in their house.
And putting your mom in that situation where she has to choose what to do?
No.
You kick him out, and when everybody asks why, ask your husband.
Ask your husband.
Man, some people are just horrible.
That may be the worst love letter I've ever read.
At your parents' house. Even Al says that's bad.
Dude, that's
how you know.
That's bad.
When Al is judging you.
Sorry, scrub, scallywag.
I gotta wash some thoughts out of my head.
If you have a love letter to Kelly, go ahead and go to KidNation.com. We have a nice tab there. Ooh. Write it. We'll read it. She'll solve your problems. All no right. problem.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
With Christmas right around the corner, some people did not have a very good year this year, and they're struggling. And this has been a tradition on the show that Kid Craddock started for years, where if you had a good year, you give back.
How many years, Kelly?
Oh, God.
Oh, many years. Don't ask Kelly questions like that. We're talking about Christmas wishes.
I love, love this.
Do you know a family that won't be able to make Christmas happen for their children this year?
Well, what you need to do is go to kidnation.com and tell us about their situation, the names and ages of the family, and a few things you know they might need. And we're going to try to grant as many of these wishes as we can. Thank you to Toys R Us, Pier 1 Imports, Southwest Airlines, One Day App, and all your donations. We're going to make this happen.
Yep. Your Christmas wish could come true this year thanks to the Kid Craddock Morning Show and Toys R Us. Come on, let's play.
Yeah, let's play.
And this is a time to nominate.
Al suddenly got mellow.
This is a time to nominate other people, all right?
Don't be nominating yourself. That's what Al's saying.
You know who needs it.
We can tell when Daddy's sitting there. I'm 5 years old. My daddy sure would love. We can tell. Right.
Yeah, you know, that's the whole spirit of the holiday.
It could be a best friend, but it could also be this coworker that maybe you don't even have much interaction with, but you can just tell.
That's the coolest.
And working, those are the cool ones that you're doing it, and you know each other, but you're really just work acquaintances. On
the
peripheral,
and they're too proud to ask for help. Right. That's the thing. A lot of times you see people that are struggling so much, and they don't want to burden you with anything. They don't ask. Yeah. But you notice it.
Some people just like to deal with it themselves and make it, you know, try and fend through it the best way they can. Maybe it's somebody that's constantly doing things for other people, maybe at the church or people around the job or whatever. They're always giving when they themselves don't have a lot.
Or sometimes we've had, you know, a kid will come home from school and tell his parents about one of his friends at school that's having a hard time. Yeah, so it's, through your child, you find another family at the school that's having a hard time. Whoever that may be, head to kidnation.com and tell us a little info about the family you want to nominate for Christmas wishes.
Yeah, let's end a tough year with a smile for these families.
Sure.
And now I want to move on to this text exchange that was posted on Twitter. Because with all the wrong that's going on in the world right now, you know, overseas and here in Ferguson, all we get lately is bad news.
Yeah.
And we're close to the holidays. And this was one of those stories that warmed my heart so much.
Yeah.
Did it inspire you?
It actually did, Jenna. It actually did, because everybody complains about how kids are being raised wrong and that the next generation is not going to make it because they didn't have it as tough as everybody did in the past.
They're entitled.
And bullying. I mean, bullying's out of control.
Out of control. But this is one of those instances that shows us that kids that are 13 years old in middle school and in high school, they're getting it.
Yeah.
And they're doing it
In this case, they are. Yeah.
This girl, Pale Veil, she has an anonymous Twitter, posted a text exchange between her little brother and his best friend.
And how old are they?
They're 13 years old.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so two 13-year-old boys.
Yeah. She didn't include the name for privacy reasons, of course, but she did ask, hey, this, she saw it and she said, this could help change the world. Can I post it? And reluctantly, the kid said, yeah, go ahead and post it.
But she was so impressed by her little brother and his friend.
So impressed by how his friend reacted. And I am of the belief that I'm on the Lady Gaga bandwagon. You are born the way you are born. Mm-hmm. You do not get to choose if you are gay or straight. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You may have your beliefs. I really do believe you're born that way. And it was because I have talked, it was in high school when I talked to a boy who was openly gay. Mm-hmm. And he was very open about saying, I wouldn't choose this for myself. Because he was bullied and he was beat up. And he said, why would I choose to have that happen to me? I wouldn't choose that.
Hmm.
And so this is the exchange that took place between the brother and the friend.
All right. JC's going to be one of the guys, and I'm going to be the other one.
Yeah.
All right.
And it started off with, I need to tell you something. I'm really upset.
What's up, bro? Do you want me to call you?
No, don't. My parents are in the room right now, and it's really personal.
What is it?
Look, I'm only telling you this, so please don't tell anyone else. I just trust you, bro. It's that I feel different. I don't know how to put it, but it's a bad different. I don't feel the same way other boys feel about girls. It's not normal, right? Frowny face. I don't know. And bro, I don't want you to not be my friend anymore because I feel the same how boys feel about girls, but to boys. I'm so weird. It feels weird and bad. I like boys. This is so embarrassing for me to say, but that's my secret, and I'm so scared of telling because you're my best friend, bro, and I don't want you to think I'm weird and just leave me or anything.
Bro, we have been friends for 3 years, and I'm glad you told me this. Who the blank cares what people are gonna say? You're awesome no matter what, and you are my best friend, and I'm happy that you're my best friend. Don't be ashamed. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. As a bro, I'm gonna stick by you. Ain't nothing wrong with being gay, my friend.
13 years old. Thanks, Shannon. But for a 13-year-old boy to respond like this, if I go back to when I was 13, I don't know if I would have reacted the same way.
What got me on this, Kelly, was that the text message, the response that the friend sent was like 1 minute. I mean, he didn't even take time to, you know, to gather his thoughts. It just came.
He just sent it as soon as he got it.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Kelly? What's that face?
She's being cynical.
She thinks it's fake. You think it's fake?
Why do you think everything is fake? Why can't you just take this and say, maybe kids are getting it?
You think it's fake, Kelly? You think it's fake?
I'm sure.
Kelly, do you think it's fake?
We're asking you a dang question.
I'm editing the Showbiz Top 5.
Kelly, you should be working.
Bit killer.
I'm just going to just throw the possibility out there. That 13-year-old boys, when they're sharing a secret like that, probably wouldn't put it in a text because it's not received well.
Oh, you'd be shocked by what 30-year-old men
number
put in
one,
a text.
And number two.
Kids are sending pictures naked.
And number two, that it's just
it's
okay. I don't know. I just am a little bit suspicious that this is legit.
Text that than have that conversation face-to-face.
The dialogue it's between two 13-year-old boys. I just am suspicious if this is legit or not.
Okay, well, I don't even think the point is whether it really happened or not. It's that's how it should be handled.
The sentiment is a beautiful sentiment. Yeah.
This is a Twitter page that was created back in 2010, so it's not something that just started and somebody threw it up there. It's been a girl who has been tweeting since 2010.
I'm just telling you what I think.
Why don't you just take it in?
I was sitting here with my mouth shut, and you made me say what I was thinking, so don't be mad at me.
You shouldn't be sitting there with your mouth shut. You should be sitting there going,
no, because I don't believe that's real. But I mean,
how do you, Kelly,
I just don't. I don't believe that's a real conversation.
I don't second guess it.
But if you don't want me to say that, then don't ask me. You know I'm sitting here with that look on my face like, that ain't a real letter. You know that's what I was thinking. You knew what I was thinking.
It's a real letter. It would have come out already because it was last week. That's why we waited a little bit to come out with.
That's fine. I'm an Adora Day Cheese. I am not, because you asked me. I was sitting here minding my own business, editing about who won on Dancing with the Stars last night, and you interrupted me by asking me for my opinion.
This is the most sentimental Twitter exchange or text exchange that's happened between two 13-year-old boys.
You know what?
What?
That's fine.
We go along with a lot of things in life that aren't real.
There you go.
You're an impossible woman.
It makes everyone happy.
If everybody's happy by that story and feels good, and it leads to conversations, great.
I hate that we have to second guess everything. I really do. Now that you say
how many times we've been burned?
A couple times.
Plenty.
How many times?
No. By the way, Morgan Freeman is alive. Just saying.
I'm just saying. We get burned so many times.
They even thought Alex from Target was a hoax. I mean,
and that was real.
And it was real. But
there are some things that are still real in this world, and I think that's real.
That might be one of them.
I don't know.
I think that's real. I think it's incredible that that 13-year-old boy would respond that way because they're so...
It is incredible.
Nah, that's the wrong word. I shouldn't have used incredible because Kelly's going to take it literal. Of course you would go literally with it.
Oh, man.
Just believe. I think it's Christmas time almost.
I ain't got to believe nothing.
I ain't got to believe nothing.
I don't.
I ain't got nothing to believe.
If you want to believe it, you go
I
right
do believe
ahead.
It.
If that makes you happy,
I'm going to believe
that's great. That is great.
Call us if you believe it.
If you believe it, go ahead.
Hey, honey,
y'all,
kid,
I am happy you believe that. I truly am.
No, you're giving me.
I don't believe it.
You're giving me your stupid face.
I'm not giving you your. Is this my you look stupid face?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Is my resting bitch face.
Oh my God.
You're giving me the JC. You're stupid face.
No, I'm not.
Now I feel
why
stupid.
Are we arguing over whether it happened or
now,
not?
Now
and
I feel
just
stupid.
Encourage
now
young people
stupid.
To be supportive.
This
of
is
friends.
Way much more fun.
Because gay people are not real, gentlemen.
This is way more fun.
I didn't
more
say
fun.
That. I didn't say gay people weren't real.
Believe.
All of Kelly's best friends are gay. She's well
I'm
embedded.
I'm down with gay all day. I don't think that is a legitimate text conversation between two 13-year-old boys.
Oh, I'm going to start digging. I'm going to find out that it is real.
Go ahead, dig all day. If you prove me wrong, congratulations. I am happy that's a real conversation.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, I've done zero research on it. That is the first time I've heard that bro.
That's how boys talk.
That's,
bro.
That's the first time I've heard that.
Bro.
I've never heard it before in my life. So if you're asking me my opinion after hearing it
for the first time.
This is how you
I'm
know.
I'm telling you,
this,
I don't hold on. Think that's real.
Hold on, I have a caller online because Kelly says, this cannot be real because why would he do it on a text message? Bobby, what?
I'm saying it's suspect to me.
Okay, Bobby, what occurred at your school?
Well, when I was 15, I'm in college now, mm-hmm. but when I was 15 years old, my friend, who we all kind of thought was gay, I guess he found out that he was,
yeah.
and he texted like a group text to all of his really close friends, and he was like, hey guys, I just want to let y'all know that I'm gay. If you guys have any problems with that, and we all responded really well. We were like, dude, we've already known. Like, it's all good.
So you're telling me he came out on a text.
There you go. See? Yes, absolutely wonderful.
It's the new hot thing to do, Kelly.
That is wonderful.
On text, you said it wouldn't happen on text.
I just said I was suspect,
suspect
of it.
Thank you, Bobby.
You know how we'll know if this is true or not?
How, Al?
If he shows up on Ellen tomorrow.
Because I guarantee Ellen, you Ellen's been working on this.
Ellen finds out stuff, and this is a story that's right in her wheelhouse. Right in her wheelhouse. So that's how you know. If he's not on Ellen, then it's fake. So
David,
that's all I gotta say.
When you came out of the closet, did you do it over text message by chance?
To a lot of my friends I did.
See, okay. Thank you. I was just wondering.
That's fine. How old were you?
I was 22.
You were 22 when you did that.
I just came out.
That's it.
Right. I'm not laughing at you, dog. I'm laughing at Kelly's face.
Do you think this is real, David?
I mean, I don't know. When I was 13, I don't think that my friends would have reacted that way, but they did at 22. So.
Gay man has my back on that one.
That's the point. That the kids are reacting the right way. That's the point. That's why that's a big deal.
Okay.
Thanks, David.
Oh, man. Thank
me
you, David.
Me and the gays are standing as one. We don't buy it.
I don't think David was
we don't buy it.
What do you mean you're not buying? He's just saying his friends probably wouldn't have reacted the same way.
Kelly, I think the Christmas reel is already done.
Stop working to get on the Christmas reel. Here goes Christine, a.k.a. Kelly Raspberry Jr.
Why you got to call her that?
Because she's siding with you.
So that makes her Kelly Raspberry Jr.? She can't have her own voice and speak
her own? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You're so argumentative over this.
It's going to be a headache today.
Sorry. Go ahead, Christine.
Well, actually, you're my fan. I mean, I'm your fan, so I would call myself Mini Kelly. But, you know, I agree with Kelly. Kids nowadays are so mean. I have a child in second grade, and she's being bullied already.
Yeah.
And so I just agree with Kelly. I do think that, you know, when something like that, so serious, comes out, I don't think kids are going to be that polite about it. I just don't.
It's just hard to believe.
And that's why it's cool that it was.
It's
that's
hard
why it went,
to believe.
That's why it went viral. Because one kid actually reacted the correct way. He was nice and supportive. Tracy.
How do you know the other kid's parents aren't gay? How do you know he doesn't have a gay uncle or something? Mm-hmm. How do you know he's not surrounded by gay people and gay is a part of his life? And so the friend being gay isn't a big deal. How do you know? We don't have all the details, just like a love letter to Kelly. So maybe being gay is not a big deal to him, and that was natural for him to accept.
So Shannon's
his other
buying
being
that it's legitimate.
Yes,
Shannon
buying
it's a legitimate text.
Yes,
wow,
I am.
Normally,
there you go.
And I am proud. I am proud of that child.
Yeah.
I want to give him a hug.
That's thank you, Shannon.
Fine. If you can find him, you can do that.
Oh, I'm gonna.
All right, so there's your very heartwarming story that Kelly Raspberry once again does not believe in.
It's on BuzzFeed, so
on BuzzFeed.
You can check it out for yourself. And while you're there, check out the hilarious video of a swan attacking a guy on the golf course. It's hilarious. And it's
there's different things on BuzzFeed.
Oh, there's so many good things on there.
Real.
You guys are making me so heated right now.
Did you see the pug giving the side eye from a Porsche? The judgmental pug looking from the passenger seat.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a very special guest on the phone line.
I know. It's amazing how she gets right through. People tell us all the time, I call her, I can never get through. I call her. Rhonda seems to get through every time.
Rhonda always gets through. And when she does get through, she never lets us talk.
I keep trying to get, like, just even how you doing?
Yeah.
Or ask a question about something.
Just a conversation.
Call it a conversation. Yeah.
Let's talk to Rhonda from Potluck, Texas. Let's see how she's doing. Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hello there, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, how you doing? Happy holidays.
This here is Rhonda calling you from Potluck, Texas. Now,
we know.
Because y'all didn't take my call last week.
Oh, sorry.
When I called in before the kids' trip.
Well, we're sorry.
Busy.
We did,
I sat there on hold until I heard y'all say, keep looking up. So I went ahead and hung up. I'll just hang on to that script till next year, I guess.
Okay.
Today,
sorry, what?
I want to talk to you about Thanksgiving.
Oh, good.
Ain't y'all glad I'm a versatile character on your show?
I really am.
Speaking of tile, hang on a minute, the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Haley from Paramore. Quit licking that bathroom floor.
That's her daughter.
Just because the toilet done flowed over don't mean that water's okay for you to be drinking. Could all shared that water, but you done cross-contaminated it with your dirty tongue. Go down to the corner mart and get some paper napkins out of the dispenser and clean up that mess.
I'm sorry, her name is Haley from Paramore?
Sorry about that, the Kidcratic Morning Show.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyhow, as you all probably know, tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Or in your case, another excuse to take a day off. But Thanksgiving's more than just another of the many vacation days you get to enjoy. Thanksgiving's a day in which we have take a turkey or a deer or squirrels or doves
or mice.
Any other wild game God placed in our path to hunt down and kill. And we cook it up and share it amongst our family and friends. Now, before we dive into all that good eating, me and my common-law husband, Earl, gather all the young'uns around the dinner table to say a little prayer of thanks.
That's nice.
Okay, yeah.
That's
now, despite my yearly invitations for y'all to come and share on this blessed day with my family, none of y'all never come.
We don't know if this year
I called you up before y'all take off on another vacation to tell you why I'm so thankful to have each and every one of you in my life.
Aw.
First off, I'm going to start with that pretty little Jenna Owens. Jenna.
Yes.
I want to say thank you for inspiring me to also be a fashionista.
Oh, great.
No way.
Now, I'm not nowhere near the regional radio star fashionista you claim to be, but you've inspired me to try harder.
How so?
I just look on that Dish Nation or Kid TV to see what you're wearing, and then I go down to the dress barn and try to come as close as I can.
Dress barn.
Now, I can say with a fair amount of confidence, I am the Jenna Owens of Potluck, Texas,
and for that,
I am thankful.
Congratulations. Oh, wow. I would love to see one of your outfits.
And now you, JC.
All right.
Why am I so grateful for you? You have taught me the beauty of the shout-out.
Yeah.
Because of you, I'm now the life of every party to which I am invited. Oh. I don't need to think of no conversation starters. I just say, shout-out! To every person I meet.
That's not how it works, Rhonda.
And then they don't talk to me no more. That takes all the pressure off me, you know, because I'm like that Kelly Raspberry. I don't like talking to people much.
Yeah.
That Kelly Raspberry's my spirit animal.
You want to talk to her?
Anyways, JC, I'm thankful for you teaching me that.
You're welcome.
Oh, and for your abs.
Okay.
And the thousands of shirtless pictures you post of yourself on the internet.
Okay, you're
good. Which I have stored in a folder down on the public library's computer.
That's creepy, Rhonda.
That's weird.
Speaking of that Kelly Raspberry, now I know she don't care much for me.
Mm-hmm.
She never sticks around when I call. But Kelly, Kelly, if you can hear the sound of my voice.
She can hear you.
I just want you to know that I love you. In fact, one of the things I admire most about you is your continued support of Britney Spears, no matter what. Just like you, Kelly Raspberry, I love me some Britney, and I ain't ashamed to admit it. I even memorized all them moves she does to I'm a Slave for You. I do them for Earl when I'm trying to get him in the mood for a little you-know-what.
You should
try it on that young and you've been running around with Kelly Raspberry. Oh, what's his name? You know, the one, that real young one that's bad at commitment.
Not Derek.
Durwood.
Not Derek.
Derek.
Try some of them slinky Britney moves on Durwood, and I'll bet you'll get him to commit.
Durwood.
Oh, and I love you, Kelly Raspberry. You're my spirit animal. Well, I guess that's it. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hey, bye, Rhonda.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Shoot, boy, it's close.
Oh, but hang on a minute, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Dale
Earnhardt, stop sticking your tongue in that light socket. When they get around to turning our electricity back on, that's going to pack a powerful wall up. I got to go to Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Bye, Rhonda. Happy Thanksgiving, Rhonda. She's so thankful.
I'm so confused.
I'm beginning to think she's
Haley from Paramore is her new daughter.
I'm beginning to think she's got just a pinch of prejudice in her
skin. No, I'm Mexican, and she gave me a lovely Thanksgiving shout-out.
Because she never says and never acknowledges me at all.
Sorry. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Now we would like
Rhonda.
Yeah, we would like to go.
I heard her.
We would like to go around the room now and say what we're thankful for.
Since
it is Thanksgiving.
It is Thanksgiving.
Yes. Kelly, go ahead.
I know you think you're going to trip me up, but I'm actually
very
thankful.
Okay. Oh, really?
I'm thankful for everyone who gave our show a chance, because I know a lot of people counted us out about a year and a half ago.
Yes, sir.
And our audience stuck with us. We weren't really that great at first. We had some shaky legs, but we are still standing, and I appreciate everyone who's listening to the radio today
Thank you for sticking with our show, because without you, we would not have our jobs today. So thank you.
Kelly, your ass
you're
there.
You're going to get me,
come through,
you?
Yeah. Big Al Mac? Sorry, we ran out of time. We'll be back.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.